I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show. What a great day so far. I'm going to have a shorter winter because I guess the groundhog didn't see his shadow. It's tremendous. Next week, we'll be talking football at Platt Deutsch, getting you ready for the Super Bowl. The whole week will lead up to that. On Thursday, we'll be at UBS Arena.
What a week next week.
Yeah, what a week. What a week is right. What a life. What a time. What a time to be alive. I don't know if this is going to make Don feel better, Peter, but our esteemed producer, Anthony Pusick, he of the Pusick, just texted us. He spoke to Rodney. Rodney is the genius of our radio station.
He is. Truly.
Rodney said the cough button is old, and there's a chance something is loose in it. You know what, Don? They have no respect for you.
None. Zero. No.
Mine came in a sealed, brand-new box.
Right.
Nothing loose in there.
Yeah.
And they thought they'd give you some Fugazi piece of cough button.
You got,
it's awful.
Like,
it's
right. Let's talk like cigars. You got the Davidoff of cough buttons.
Right.
And I got the Dutch Masters.
Sad.
That's a good comp, Don.
Come on, Rodney, wake up! Was that with the button pushed or not?
No, that was
with the button. That was live on the mic. Yeah. That's the real deal right there.
Let's hear it with the button pushed, Don.
Let me hear yours, Don.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yes, we
have. Yeah, you can hear it.
Loud and definitely
heard. Come on, Rodney, wake up! Oh, my God. All of the podcast, the game misconducts that have coughs in it.
It's not a cough button. They essentially gave you a muzzle.
Yeah. So I could have just done this quick on the mic. Just put my hand over the microphone then.
Yes.
That's the equivalent.
Yeah.
And it's not even, sometimes you got to clear your throat or maybe you have to sneeze. All of this ends up on the air. You know what? It's your show. It's your radio. And if you want somebody gagging there, thinking it's okay, then that's fine.
You're talking
but you
to
know
me?
What? I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about the ESPN, the station. I mean, why would you want to do that to me? But for two, imagine having something, guys, that you think works and is going a certain way for 2 years. Then to be told, no, it never worked. It's never been doing it the way that you think it's going to be.
For the record, this has – Michael, we have brought this to his attention before. This has been brought up, that there's a bleed through with the cough. No,
I don't remember it to this extent because it's so stark and so disappointing. They threw him a life raft with a leak in it. It's got a hole in it,
Anthony.
They put swimmies on his arm and they're leaking.
Anthony, haven't we talked about this though before?
It's been discussed. Has it been the entire time? No, I don't think so. How long have you had this cough button?
I think the main thing is that never happened was we never blatantly on the air said, hey, let's try it. Go for it. And
right, because I never got a perfect cough button.
Well, I will tell you, we're coming up on the it was during COVID. Obviously working home, but I had a sinus infection I think the summer of 21.
Constantly sick.
I mean, stop it. Constantly sick. Who's the one that comes on every day? If I wasn't, anybody else would be in ICU.
I haven't said that in a year because I know it annoys you guys. I suffer in silence now.
But Peter, would you describe Michael as somebody that suffers silently?
No.
Of course. So I got it, I think I got it in the summer of 21. So we're coming up on almost 3 years. That I've had this cough button. And when you said it, I thought maybe I wasn't hitting it. I was coughing before I had a chance to hit it. Like, that's why I never dreamed that it bled through or didn't work at all, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, the disrespect.
I mean,
also, the things that could have come over the air, like Nancy could be there and you could say, Michael is. I mean, you could have said something and we would have heard that you said that.
So it's really a violation. It's a breach of trust is what it is.
It is.
Now, of course, there is a world in which, Anthony, I don't know if you know this.
Yes.
There is, like, there are built-in sort of cough buttons to the units that we have.
Right.
But neither Michael or Don would be trusted by the powers that be to figure that out on their own.
Yeah, I would say no. And also, Don Michael, I believe, got his from the network. Ours probably came from a kit that was here, from the equipment that we have here.
Mine came last night, a special delivery from Bristol.
Wow.
Right. It's like a Cartier delivery, like in like coming to America when they deliver the earrings. Like, it came over, like there was probably security in case somebody would tackle the person with the box. Like, this is how coveted the cough button was. Mm-hmm. I got the Fisher Price brand, the ones that kids play with before they're ready for radio.
I'm good. Sorry, Don. I truly am sorry for you.
It's nice to know.
Yeah, you should have known
where you stand.
Once in a while, it's good to have an idea of how you're seen.
Yeah, and you're not seeing very clearly. It's sad. Don's the most important cog of this show. Needs a cough button. Come on.
I've got damaged goods.
All right, let's get back to Mount Rushmore. Obviously, Don's cough button not on that mount.
No.
The New York sports Mount Rushmore. It's very difficult to come up with four. Too easy. Judge and Brunson. Then, what did we settle on? Saquon and Pete Alonso?
Yeah. Somebody made a very good point. Actually, they're on hold if you want to go to them. It sounds like they're a little snarky, but it's like on point. Bernie in Virginia.
All right, let's go to Bernie.
You're on ESPN New York. You think there should be a rule with the Mount Rushmore. Go ahead.
Okay. Feel the burn.
First of all, gentlemen, it's Friday. It's been a long week. I'm going scorched earth. Hey, Don, when you get the Rolls Royce of cough buttons, feel free to press it from 3 to 6:30 p.m.
Ooh. But then that would hurt the listeners.
Whoa, no. Whoa.
I think it'd burn it out. I don't think you can do that.
No, you could do
it. No, of course. Who else would talk 70%? No one's going to make that time up.
Oh, right. Bernie coming in hot.
Feel the burn.
New rule. When we do Mount Rushmore, only one player per team, because by the time pitchers and catchers report, Yankee boy is going to come up with a way to have four Yankees on there. That's just the way it is.
Well, Bernie, you bring up a great point. And in Yankee boy land, it is Cole, Judge, Volpe, and Rizzo. That's my Mount Rushmore, okay?
By the end of next year, Soto would be on there. So.
Oh, yeah, but we can't put him on yet. I mean, if we took Rogers off for four plays, we can't put Soto on for zero plays.
Now I was going to give him another 30 seconds to see if he was going to go 3 for 3 and rip into Peter.
No, but I think he likes Peter.
I don't know.
No, Peter's gaining a lot of support.
I'm the one that got him on the air. Like, so do you want to have that where you can't double up the team?
No, I don't know. Bernie's not making any rules.
Well, especially after ripping you and me.
I really rip you.
Hey, well, I'm also getting a lot on social media, like, we forgot Lindor. I know Lindor's on the Mets. I just put Alonso ahead of Lindor, so that's why I didn't include him in the conversation. If you want to include Lindor, fine, but would you put Lindor over Alonso? He's a great player.
I think Lindor's a better baseball player.
But I think Alonso's the bigger star. I look at this as Pete Alonso's team.
I mean, he's just a star.
In New York, Alonso's the bigger player for the team. He is.
Lindor had 31 home runs and 31 stolen bases last year?
But, you know, he really struggled early on. But if you want to debate, like, have Lindor over Cole, that's why we're taking your phone call. I think those would be my four. Michael, if you wanted to have Cole and Judge and instead of Alonso. But if you want to include Lindor, that would be debating six for four spots. I don't know if there's anybody else. I mean, people are telling me Artemi Panarin, he's a fabulous player. He's probably the best Ranger. He's a tremendous player, but I don't know if he's got the star quality to put on the Mount Rushmore. Players have to do a lot more, I think.
I've got a better thought. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
The Mount Rushmore of this station.
Well,
what do you mean?
Of all the people on the air, who's the top four?
Well, that's tough.
Yeah, it is very tough.
Well, I mean, how do you...
How do you only pick one outside of the show?
Michael's got to be on it. He's the transmitter.
No, I don't know. I could be a hack. I don't have to be on it.
I go.
Pick the four best.
Honestly, it's going to go. If you're really going to look at it, all encompassing.
Right.
It's we start with Michael and Greenberg, Mike Greenberg. Those two definitely have to be on. Right.
You go through
the history with Mike and Mike, and then he's in Greeny. He loves this day.
Loving the station would have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, because Larry Hardesty loves the station too, and we love Larry Hardesty.
Right, right. But
Greeny doesn't have to love the station, and yet he does. So you wouldn't put Greeny on there, Peter?
Come on. Well, you'll never ever get on First Take. But say the truth.
Come on, Peter.
Cough button got you?
Well, no. Do you want my full Mount Rush?
No, give you full Mount Rush.
This is going to be a hot take. Very hot. Damn.
97 take.
And it's going to sound biased, but I don't think it is. I mean, I think it's a fact.
Spit it out.
I believe the three of us are on the Mount Rushmore, and then there's only spot for one other person.
Wow.
I do. Now, I'm not speaking historically. I am speaking
now. We're not talking historically.
At this very moment, I believe the Mount Rush is still the three on the air right now and one other person. Well, the question is, who is that other person?
Now,
and that's a big fight.
To be fair, because Peter already has the ego, apparently, I was trying to avoid naming myself.
But that would have been ridiculous.
Then I realized I don't have to.
It would have been.
How about we come up? How about this, Peter? We come up with a four, but we can't include ourselves.
Okay.
No, but then you're taking George Washington off Mount Rushmore. Then.
Okay, you have a very high opinion of yourself. I'm trying to avoid you being that guy, Michael. So play along.
All right, so let's take the three of us off in the top four.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we all come up with a top four, but you don't include yourself.
Tim McCartney said he's the fourth one. He just texted me.
Where am I supposed to go with that, Tim? Really? Thank you for putting me in that. You hired me, for God's sakes, but let's be honest. You don't belong.
Oh, he does belong. When the station was riding high, he was the guy.
No, but I know, but that was then.
It's active people. You're right.
It's active people.
He's very active, though. Unfortunately, not here.
So if I came up with four, not including myself, it would be Michael, Mike Greenberg, and Dave and Rick.
Yummy.
That would be my four, not including myself.
So you leave your buddy Dan Gross out.
Well, I'm just
you leave Bart and Hahn out.
Right.
Wow.
Because what am I doing? I'm honoring the afternoon and the morning drive. That's radio. Sorry.
Let's go back to the phones.
Oh, this Peter is it?
Peter seems very reticent about making a stand.
No, I.
Well,
I'm
who's
deciding,
your fourth then?
I would be deciding between Dave Rothenberg. It's obviously between. Honestly, I hate to say it. I think the fourth is Dave Rothenberg. I hate to say it. It pains me to say it.
You want to see the matter?
Over Rick?
He's been here longer.
Yeah.
He's ultimately sort of, you know, he provides the crazy on that show.
Drives the show.
He drives. He's crazy. You know, Rick has other things. Honestly, if the station shut down tomorrow, Rick would just have a couple more free hours a day. If the station shut down tomorrow,
Dave would be destitute.
Yeah, he'd be working at a Sbarro off of Route 3. You know, it's just different.
It hits different. Let's go to the phones. Andrew in Queens. Andrew,
fellas, how we doing? Michael, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Before I give my Mount Rushmore take, I had to watch the We Are the World documentary last night. After you guys, it was phenomenal. And there's two things that at least stood out to me mainly. Number one, I think the whole thing with Bob Dylan kind of getting that weird look was, I think that they were trying to defend that viral video that went around when everyone was like, oh, you know, Bob Dylan's not really participating. I think that did a great job of explaining you know, why he had to like sit out for certain parts, and that whole thing with Quincy.
You know what's funny, like, Andrew? I didn't know that like Jody showed me that's like a long time meme, and now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
And so watching that, you know, and seeing the whole thing with him and Stevie was phenomenal. And then he eventually does come out of his shell. You see when he does his solo and he sounds good. So that was one with that. Number two, it's funny how that session, I believe, started around 10 o'clock and it ended at, or 10 o'clock at night, and it ended around 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, they mention, you know, wine, but they don't mention other substances of the 80s going around. You can't tell me that room, things were not circulating in that room there.
They didn't bring up anything about the bubons.
No, they didn't. And you understood.
Yes.
Now, what they didn't explain to me, Andrew, which bothered me, why is Dan Aykroyd there?
Well, Aykroyd, okay, here's the main criticism I had, was the Aykroyd thing was interesting. You know, there's no reason for him to be there. I didn't also need, and this is probably a hot take, I didn't need the cameraman explaining everything and his whole side of the story. That was a little side thing that just didn't feel necessary. It felt like they had to fill up time. But I was impressed with the amount of people that they did get to speak, including Bruce. And I thought Bruce had a lot of great stuff in there. Also, did you guys notice what happened with the whole thing with Cyndi Lauper and Madonna? Because they mentioned that they were trying to get her, but then they ultimately went with Cyndi Lauper. Was there a reason why
they never really, Andrew, we talked about this earlier, they never really explained why Madonna wasn't there. No, they didn't explain that.
Right, and I thought that, and here's the last thing before I get to the Mount Rushmore comment, the whole Prince thing I think was extremely telling, and I know it does make Prince look bad, but anybody that's done any sort of research or any sort of deep dive about Prince, Sheila E. said it early on, and as soon as she said it, it made a ton of sense to me, that Prince does things on Prince time, where Prince wanted, you know, it sounds like he would have done it, but he wanted to do it the way he does things, not just the way that Prince operated. And anybody that knows anything about Prince, it makes sense why he wasn't there.
I don't know if that's a get-out-of-jail-free card for him, because Stevie Wonder obviously does things on Stevie Wonder time. He didn't return phone calls to write the song. He thought he was going to come in there and write the song that night, but he showed up. I mean, this wasn't an ego thing. This wasn't an ego project. This was, in fact, something to raise money for starving children in Ethiopia. And Prince decided he couldn't make it? Not a good look.
Well, what did Quincy Jones put up above the door? Like,
check
leave
your ego
at the door,
baby.
You got to do it. And they wanted Prince, but Prince probably would not have been able to do it. That's what's so unique to me, is so many egos in there, and they had to work their tail off, and it probably wasn't easy to make mistakes in front of other great artists, and they really did put their egos at the door and got it done.
I'm surprised they didn't have Billy Joel in, like, interviews now, because, you know, as Peter said earlier, the ultimate flex, he shows up with Christie Brinkley. I don't think any of their family and entourage were allowed in, so she kissed him goodnight, and she went back in the car.
But again, not a flex. It's just his life.
That was his life. His life was a flex.
But he probably said no. My guess is they asked all the big people. I don't think they didn't ask. This was a big documentary. I don't think they were like, do you want to ask Billy Joel? Nah. I think Logan said yes. I think Lionel Richie said yes. It's just a matter of who was willing to do it.
Kenny Loggins came out as a really cool guy.
Kenny Loggins is the man.
He came off sweet.
Why do you think I went to his concert by myself a few months ago? I do want to say, when you were asking about the Mount Rush, though, I really, the real wrestling match for me is between Rothenberg and Alan Hahn. The thing is, Alan, again, has other things to do. Station goes away, he's just doing his great MSG coverage. Station goes away,
destitute.
Dave Rothenberg, pure destitution, working on the side of Route 3.
So you don't think Dave could get a job anywhere, right?
I don't know what he would do.
So then why would he be on the Mount Rushmore if you think he'd be destitute?
Because he is that good, though.
Then he'd get a job. He wouldn't be destitute.
But he's that good here. I don't know. Maybe, you know, who knows? I don't know what his relationships are like in other places.
I just don't know why Michael won't give his. Like, he's just so worried about how people are going to think. And God,
I'll give you it right now.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Oh, his mouth. Maybe we should fix it.
I'm telling you guys, I did just hear him faintly.
You know what? You're hearing things, my friend.
No,
okay,
I
Skippy.
Ghosts.
Promise.
I'll give you my Mount Rushmore when we get back.
You know, you're hearing Cyndi Lauper's necklace in your headsets. That's the problem.
That was great. Everything about that. Again, we have no skin in the game, people. If you want to enjoy yourself, and if you're a person of a certain age, maybe 20-year-olds wouldn't dig it. But if you're 40, 50, 60,
I'd say honestly,
it's great.
30 and up, I think you're in.
You think 30? Okay.
I do. I think if you're
Did Ebro love it?
Ebro didn't watch it.
Oh, come on, Ebro.
I said the same thing. I was very disappointed. Me and Shawnee Culture watched it. Ebro actually did a classic Ebro and sort of got annoyed as the day went on because we just kept bringing it up over and over again, and he hadn't seen it yet. But it was terrific. I mean, who just does – when you get handed a treasure trove of real behind-the-scenes footage of some of the great stars of all time sitting in one room together, there's just nothing like it.
Imagine 30 years from now when the big documentary on this show comes out.
Say that one more time, Anthony was talking to me.
30 years from now, the big documentary on this show comes out.
Do we have enough footage? We got to start getting some footage, though.
I bet you we'll get Madonna. No, I bet you we will.
I can't even imagine what the footage would be. It would be like the only footage they have is what aired on the air. Maybe, yes, is secretly sneaking behind the scenes, which is
Don and Peter thought. Playing catch with a baseball. That would be about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, then like 10 seconds at a live event that someone in our promotions right. team takes of us taking pictures. I can barely find one person to hold a camera, so our photo line can take less than 3 hours. You didn't get any video footage backstage or anywhere behind the scenes?
There'll be still photos of Repug Don from back in the day.
No, they'll have to go on the old 98.7 WEPN YouTube page and watch the old videos you guys used to make.
Yeah, but I don't even know if the 98.7 thing will exist after September 1st.
It's a great point. We have no idea. Who knows?
Because get your 10:50 ready, everybody.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're doing a final Super Box, the final one, coming up later this hour. Since it's a Football Friday, we will tell you that Ryan Leaf came out and said that Jim Harbaugh, his number one target is going to be Saquon Barkley. And the Giants could just say, hold my beer and franchise him. So that could be your number one target all you want. But if they franchise Barkley, he's not going anywhere. And now Don has challenged me to do a Mount Rushmore. We're doing a Mount Rushmore of New York sports. And we pretty much are narrowed down to Judge, Brunson, Saquon. I say Cole. Don and Peter say Alonzo.
Right.
All right. Now, the Mount Rushmore of this station. I am not on it. Peter isn't on it.
Hmm.
There's one guy that has to be on it, and that's Don.
Well, thank you.
He's the first voice heard on the station, so he's on it. I'm going to surprise you with the second one, Don. because I think we have to respect those that have come before us. That have been rock solid.
Okay.
Those that are dependable. Those that are good people. Because on my Mount Rushmore, the type of person you are counts.
Okay.
I'm putting Larry Hardesty on that wall.
I love Larry.
Love Larry.
You won't get me to argue against him.
And then the final two, it's got to be Rothenberg.
This is Fugazi and stuff.
And I think it's got to be Rick.
Just end it. All right, anyways, moving on to something.
What's wrong with that, Don? What's wrong with that,
Don? You hear me, don't you?
What?
But first of all, I asked everybody to come up with four without including themselves. So Michael's not putting himself on the list. So I respect his list.
So that's really what he's doing, or he's playing reindeer games.
That's really what I'm doing.
No, he's doing what he was asked to do. Come up with a route, Mount Rushmore, not including yourself.
Because I left you off the.
No, yeah, you can be wrong. You can be wrong all you want. Well, no, it's just a silly list. To do a Mount Rushmore of the station and not have Michael on it is stupid.
Oh,
it's a waste of time.
Can I take Dave off? Brandi Scott deserves to be on there.
See, now you want to talk about a real Mount Rushmore that's hard. Is doing the real Mount Rushmore of people on We Are the World is very hard. Borderline impossible, though.
Well, I mean, it starts with Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson.
And Stevie Wonder. So those are the three. Bing, bang, boom. So you just have to come with one.
Wait, hold on. But what do you mean then for the Mount Rushmore? Are you just saying what they did on the song?
No, they are in life. The iconic status.
Lionel Richie, you think is top four?
No, you're right. No, if it's iconic status, not Lionel Richie.
And by the way, you can replace Lionel Richie with Quincy Jones, if that's what you're doing.
Right.
Quincy Jones has to be one.
Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, and Dylan's iconic.
Dylan's over Stevie. And there's no Paul Simon, and there's no Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Diana Ross.
Well, you don't want to play this reindeer game.
No Kim Carnes, for God's sake.
Oh, don't.
Or what about Dan Aykroyd?
See, now he's mocking his own.
How about Waylon Jennings?
He doesn't count. He didn't finish.
Well, you're missing the big one that should be on there. Is Harry Belafonte.
Oh, that's a great point, too.
So if you have Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Harry Belafonte.
Quincy Jones.
Or Quincy Jones or Ray Charles.
That's true. Now, you think any of those jabronis still have the things they got signed?
Do you think any of the artists who had their program thingy signed?
Yeah,
you think they still
have them?
I'm sure someone does.
I don't think. Not one.
Not one?
Not one. They probably gave it up for some auction somewhere. When you're that great and you're that egomaniacal, you don't need souvenirs.
That's not true. A lot of egomaniacal people have... keep cool stuff from their moments of greatness.
Not one exists.
Now, my personal, because this really is like my personal, it's incredible. My personal Mount Rushmore of like music is practically there. Paul Simon, Michael Jackson.
Al Jarreau.
I mean, I'm the big a Loggins guy as you'll find. Hall and Oates are gods to me. I love Huey Lewis. Love Billy Joel. Oh, it's a gorgeous list.
That was pretty iconic.
Oh, Stevie's maybe my number one artist overall. Now, it's incredible.
I don't think you can do that today.
No.
In terms of which part?
Get them all together.
You probably get them all together, and can you come up with like 40 consensus?
I brought that up.
Iconic people like that.
I brought that up, but the truth is, if you look even at this one, a lot of them are retro even at that time. You know, so you'd have to, if you did it today, you'd still have retro.
But the only ones you'd leave out, all right? All kidding aside.
Kim Carnes,
Sheila E., you leave out.
Dan Aykroyd,
which I don't, again, you got to explain it to me. Who else?
Al Jarreau.
This is a tough ask. Cyndi Lauper, would Cyndi still be there? It was a great moment in time, but.
But she definitely belonged there then.
Yes, in the moment she did.
Does she hold up the way Springsteen, Joel, Wonder, Jackson? No.
You know what I found out? I wonder if you guys feel the same thing about the Springsteen stuff. Every shot of him looked like he was in total bliss. Big smile. And he was probably exhausted. He just finished his long concert, the Born in the USA tour.
Right, in Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
Yeah, in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And it flew across the country, basically probably no sleep.
And he sounded like it at 7 in the morning. It sounded like he was singing Razor Blades.
But it was
better.
But I thought everybody looked like they were having a good time. Like, these are iconic people together just working their tails off, as the caller said, from 10 o'clock till 7:30 the following morning.
Let's go to Will in Manhattan. He says he has some answers for us. Will?
Oh, all right. Hey, Will.
Hey, quick thing, because I'm a big 80s guy, and I'm also a huge Prince fan, but first of all, Madonna wasn't as big a star yet. I Like a Virgin just came out in November of 84.
Good point. That's a good point.
So she had just kind of ended, and there was this also thing that she couldn't really sing also, so they weren't going to invite her yet. Like,
that's
2 years later, she would have definitely been invited.
And you're right. In that moment, Will, Cyndi Lauper was the bigger star.
For sure.
Yeah.
Another thing, like an interesting thing, is Prince decided he wasn't going to go, so he goes back to the hotel, and his management tells him, listen, I know you like to go out, don't go out. He decides at about 12, 1 o'clock to go out with a couple of ladies, a couple of band members. Him and his bodyguards go out there in the limousine, and they get into a fight with the paparazzi. The next day in the paper, the fight is there. It's shown that he didn't go. He's out partying, and the bodyguards being arrested for beating up photographers, and he looked pretty bad.
So it makes him look even worse. It makes him even look worse in retrospect now.
Yeah. At that time, yeah. They didn't show that. They didn't show a lot of things in the special because I don't think they wanted to get messy.
Right, right.
But, I agree with you guys about the Al Jarreau thing. That was hilarious.
It was really cool. And the other thing, too, like obviously the biggest star in that room is Michael Jackson. And then the Huey Lewis, because Huey's, I guess, technically going to be singing the part that they thought Prince would sing. And with Cyndi Lauper and Kim Carnes. And it's towards the end, and all these people are making mistakes. And he's like, can we just get through it so I can at least practice one time before we record it? And then Michael Jackson says to him, that's a good idea, Huey. Like, even Michael Jackson was, like, commiserating, talking to people. Could you imagine Prince? He would have been like Dylan. He would have been standing there, like, not knowing where to put himself.
Yeah, but do you think that Prince was really like that, or was that an act?
Well, whatever it was, Michael, I think it just came from
insecurity.
I mean, a lot of that just comes from the insecurity of not wanting to interact with him. Could you see him palling around and laughing and getting autographs from other people? No.
Palling around, no. I mean, I read the Prince book I read a couple years ago. He's definitely a weird dude who operates in his own world.
Right.
And him and Michael having a weird rivalry... In spite of the fact that it was for a great cause, but let's be real, guys. Of course people did it for the cause. I mean, I think that's why Michael was excited about it. I think that's why the initial people who were convinced about it, I think they believed in the cause. I think everybody else was just like, oh my God. I mean, the way Huey Lewis describes getting the invitation, he's like, I've never even met these people. I can't believe they want me to be in the room. The album 4 had just become a thing. Like, he was just getting hot. So I don't know how many people were thinking about the cause and just thinking about, I have to do it because it's a thing. So I don't blame Prince completely for feeling uncomfortable with thinking he'd be in a weird spot.
And what we should also mention too, like, Dylan was uncomfortable, but not because he's an awkward person or didn't want to be there. He didn't fit because he's a folk singer, and his voice, how do you match his voice up? That's why there was such a struggle.
But I love when he sang his line, and then Springsteen, who idolizes Bob Dylan, comes out and goes, good job, Dylan.
Just so well, that's
what about the part when Stevie does the impression of Dylan to show him how to do it?
Perfect. He wouldn't have known how to do it.
Right, but the reason he was awkward, Peter, is because he didn't fit really in there because he's a folk singer. So it wasn't that he didn't want to be there or mingle.
He doesn't have a good voice.
Right. It's different. It's a different type of voice. Springsteen in the same way, but Springsteen was among contemporaries. Like, Dylan was... It just didn't fit. But still, even though it seemed awkward, you still see him, like, laughing, and he's hugging Stevie Wonder after. Like, so I just can't imagine Prince doing that.
I am close to declaring, and I know the world is waiting with bated breath for me to do so. It's going to happen when he passes, and hopefully he makes 100 and is around for a long time. Guys, I think there's a really strong argument to make that Quincy Jones is the greatest American musician who's ever lived. I really, really do. If you really think about the level of artists that he was a part of producing, in a hands-on way throughout history, I don't see how anyone's in the same category. It's insane. It is absolute. From the success he had with Frank Sinatra to Dizzy Gillespie to making the number one greatest album of all time,
and
the greatest.
Do you think that Bradley Cooper will play him in a biopic?
He has to. Well, he has to now.
And that won't. Talk about the nose, that would not go over well.
Yeah. But be careful, Bradley. Don't
also,
get talked into anything.
Another thing that was really cool as hell was having Bob Geldof show up.
That was cool.
To explain to them what this was all for. And you could see the looks on their faces. Like, people are dying. There's like, you know, what did they say? Like 27,000 people for like every like 10 barrels of corn or whatever it was. Like, just putting in perspective, this is the reason we're all here.
Let's go to John in the car. Johnny.
Hey guys, first time caller, love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Hey Johnny.
I just have a comment on Peter about the ESPN Radio Mount Rushmore. Peter, I love you, I'm a big fan of yours, but you are completely out of touch with reality to put yourself up there. Sorry about that.
That is strong, John.
Wow. So who's yours? Go ahead.
I think the only correct answer would be Dave, Rick, Michael, and Don. I don't even think you would crack the B Mount Rushmore, Peter.
But
by the way, he just went a little too far saying he wouldn't
be on the B.
And he's lying, and it's obvious that you just have you're a man crush on Rick. Rick's your dude. Okay, put Rick in ahead of me. That's great. No problem. Rick can't hold my jockstrap. What are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, listen. I love Rick, okay? I love Rick, and I can't go play hockey with Rick, all right? But Rick can't stand next to me when it comes to radio. Mm. Come on.
Rick's a great radio talent.
He's a great radio talent. I love the man. But and by the way, this guy's making me a defensive. Of course I think Rick's amazing. To say that I'm not in the same category with Rick
is an absurd insult.
I think he made some salient points. Like, literally. Wow. I'm not just saying.
Whoa.
Until he said... Not even the B. Now that was just showing his cards, you know. But if you want to say he doesn't belong in the top four,
what are you basing it on? Is Rick a better host than me? Tell me right now. Rick is a funnier, more entertaining listen every day. No, I don't agree with him.
But I could follow his train of thought. If you wanted to say the two main hosts in the morning, the two main hosts in the afternoon, put them in. Because it's weird. They don't have a third guy. So Rick probably does more on the morning show than you do on our show.
It's not about
just because
doing
of by the
more.
Sheer
that's
numbers.
That's why the whole thing is an absurd act. Of course, anyone has the right to think Rick is better than me. Anyone can like anyone more. But it's an absurd thing to say, not even in the blah, blah, blah. What are you basing that on?
Yeah, that was wrong.
What,
that's where he went too far. He flew too close to the sun.
I just need someone to explain it to me. Someone, please explain. And by the way, I would have been more hurt if he pulled someone that I actually believed it. Come on, Rick wouldn't even believe that.
Well, I love the picture.
I think Rick would. Anyway, when we come back, we'll hash this out. We will. Because we don't want to go into the weekend feeling this way, do we? Not on my
birthday. And now I'm fighting with Rick?
No, we don't need this. But we do need to pay some bills.
You took the call, though. You did it.
Oh, he knew what he was.
You did it.
I had no idea what the call was about.
Oh, you're full of it. I know that's a lie.
You're going to hell for the lies you tell.
No, I just... I
what a liar.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
We may also have to, at some point here, just fully end the conversation of when will the Knicks get that number one guy. At what point do we just admit we didn't know we were getting that guy, but we got one? Was that fair? Did we just miss? Did the league just not yet know that Jalen Brunson was that dude, and it turns out he is? Because that's what it's feeling like.
So Peter pulls out the final one. So we have a tie, Don. You two, me two, and Peter won.
You think that was by design?
Yeah, Anthony's gutless.
He's gutless to say one of you won the week, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
He gives you I love you, Peter, but that was benign. That was not a point, God.
You are a gutless puke.
I think it was better than some of the other points made this week.
You would. Justin in the Bronx. Justin.
Wow.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, a quick question for you.
Okay.
Who would you consider, by the way, Michael, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Who would you consider to be on your New York sports broadcast or Mount Rushmore?
Is that active or all time?
Yes, active. Active.
Don, why don't you take this?
Yeah, that puts me in a really awkward spot.
Peter, you take it because Don's broadcasting too.
This is local sports announcers?
Yes.
And it's one person. It's not like a whole booth, correct?
Right. Yes.
Obviously, Mike Breen.
Yes.
Yes.
Hall of Fame.
No questions asked.
Iron Eagle.
You asked me to do it, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Relax yourself.
Trying to help you out. Sorry.
I would go Iron Eagle.
Oh, good thought.
Although, he's in sort of a tough spot in terms from a local standpoint, in terms of the team he has relative to other fan bases, but he's that good. But here's my question. For the Mets booth, the Mets have to be represented as that booth is so beloved. But we're just saying it's Gary?
Howie is in the Mets Hall of Fame along with Gary, so.
Yeah, but I think it's
better. I can't. It's so difficult to choose one over the other, but I would go Howie just because I think he's been there a little longer counting the Met extra days.
I just mean the way the TV is regarded by the fans.
So why don't we just give Gowron and Keith one?
I
do think that Mike Breen and Sam Rosen have to be in because they're both in their respective Hall of Fames. Fair?
No, I True. Mean that's not that. Is that the answer? You're in the Hall
yes.
of Fame, so you go.
Well, yeah, but
that's it.
Yeah, but you know how hard it is for Michael. Tell him.
No, I know, but it reshapes the whole thing. So,
well, I'm just that's my critique. Right, the other ones you could still fill like Iron Eagle before all the things that he does. Kenny would have to be on there for me for all the things that he does. He's doing Knick games, doing Ranger games.
Real quick, how big is his Mount Rushmore? You have 8 or 9 slots? What's going on?
I'm saying that I would – it's so difficult. But I would just go because of longevity. For me, for longevity, I would have to go Breen and Rosen because of the fact that they're in the respective Hall of Fames. Kenny, because he does multiple teams in New York, and you know how I feel about Kenny – and then I would probably put Howie.
You know, Anthony Greg brings up a great point, Don. Mm. Our producer on Yes, he says, no K from Peter, even on his birthday. Sad.
What do you mean, no K? I didn't finish yet. I got cut off.
Yeah, okay.
Well, hold on. This is what I have to deal with. I hope everyone out there is listening. This is what I have to deal with. What we just witnessed. Anthony, this happened in real time. I got halfway through mine. Had not gotten to Michael yet. I got cut off. Don does his, emphatically doesn't include Michael. And then the review is, Peter doesn't even include Michael. How did these things happen?
It's very tough decisions to make.
Here's a guy who's always good to Peter. So let's finish the call portion with John Tush.
Oh God.
Where's the song?
Music. We need the music.
Come on.
Where's the
it's
music?
Half the call.
Where's the music? Thank you, guys. I'm never going to speak if the music doesn't play.
That's right. You did the right thing.
You deserve it.
But let me say something. And, you know, Peter, there is absolutely Rick cannot shine your shoes when it's in radio. So you have nothing to worry about there. Just sit back. You are the man. Now, as far as the Mount Rushmore goes, you can't have them without all three of you, because the show is great no matter what, but it's not the same when one of you is out or two of you are out or whoever's doing it. It's a great show, but this show is phenomenal, but it has to be all three of you.
Well, then who's
all
the fourth, John Tush?
Probably Larry, just because of his longevity.
He's a legend.
I do love Larry. There's something about Larry's voice.
Larry, when he signs
autographs,
signs Larry Legend. I don't know if you realize
that. Is that true?
Yes, he does.
I do.
Yeah, he would never do that.
I do have a Nick question.
Well, then make it, John. Make the question.
I am a huge Nick fan. I'm very worried about Julius Randle because I think we absolutely need him. And if he's not going through the hole like he has been, because of the injury, that's going to be an issue. But if we pick up Bridges, as Don would say, who are you taking out? Where's he going to play?
Well, he'd play. I mean, either DiVincenzo or Hart would go to the bench and be the second unit. They're not getting Bridges.
But I hear why, if you're a fan right now, it's a good call from John Tush. I didn't rip you either. No, I was waiting for it. But I hear how... And also, that's not true. Rick can't shine my shoes. I was just being an angry, petulant child. Rick's fantastic. Thank you. But let me say this, though. I do understand why a Knick fan right now wouldn't be jumping at Bridges, even as good a player as he is, because you feel so good about the chemistry the team has right now. I see why that wouldn't get you super excited.
Well, this is it, guys. This is the final day of Superbox Bonanza 5. So who's the first guy on the Mount Rushmore?
The first guy on the Mount
Rushmore.
Brunson.
No. The first guy that we were in agreement on.
Judge?
No.
Aaron Judge.
Be caller number 99 right now.
You shouldn't have said it, Don. You shouldn't have said it.
At 888-987-ESPN to win a $25 Fanatics gift card. Select a box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. All brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. And Security Dodge, come get some. I don't know if Peter will cover this on ENN. No Grimes for the Lakers. OG Anunoby is questionable. Obviously, Randall's out. LeBron is questionable. Anthony Davis is questionable. Although, without both of those guys, they beat the Celtics. So, that's tomorrow night. One other thing. Theo Epstein has joined the management group of the Boston, the ownership group of the Boston Red Sox. And he will be an advisor for them. Huh. So, big week for American League East teams.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.